Born in Montreal on June 12, 1857, Maurice Perrault was the second of 14 children from the union of architect and surveyor Henri Maurice Perrault and his wife, Marie-Louise Octavie Masson. On September 24, 1879, Maurice Perrault married Marie-Sarah Artémise Hébert. He had many children with her, but only three of their daughters reached adulthood. Perrault died of throat cancer on February 11, 1909 in Longueuil and was buried 2 days later at Notre-Dame-des-Neiges Cemetery in Montreal. He was 51 years old. Maurice Perrault grew up in an eminently respectable Montreal family and was active in a number of areas, including politics, religion, business, and construction. His father, Henri Maurice, was descended from important lumber merchants. His uncle was the architect John Austell, and his first cousin was Édouard Charles Fabre, the first Archbishop of Montreal. Perrault studied at Montreal's Petit Séminaire from 1867 to 1875. During that time, he became friends with Paul Bruchesy, future Archbishop of Montreal, who later was useful in introducing him to certain members of the clergy. Between 1875 and 1879, he continued his education at Perrault-Iriel, where he learned the rules of surveying, and then with his father, who taught him the rudiments of architecture. 10 years older than Perrault, Albert Ménard was born in 1947 at Saint-Lin in the Lanaudière region and died in Montreal on September 6, 1909. Ménard studied at Collège de l'Assomption and then moved to Montreal to work as an assistant to the architect Victor Bourgeau. In 1873, he opened his own office. Over the next 40 years, he worked alone or in partnership with such Montreal architects as Théodose Daou, 1897-1898, Joseph-Arthur Godin, 1901-1902, and Charles Arch Bernier, 1903-1907. His most successful collaboration, however, was with Maurice Perrault. In January 1880, when Perrault was only 22, his father gave him control of the office. In order to ensure the firm's survival, Perrault formed a partnership with the chief draftsman, Albert Ménard, who had worked for his father for several years. Known as Perrault et Ménard, the new firm quickly made a name for itself on the Montreal scene, specializing in religious and institutional architecture. Thanks to their clients, the family network, and the advice of Perrault Senior, the two partners soon saw themselves commissioned to do the plans for vast churches. Their output was particularly extensive during the 1880s. It was during this period that they designed the plans for St. Gabriel's Church in Pointe-Saint-Charles, 1891-1895, the Church of Saint-Lin in the Lanaudière region, 1887-1890, the Church of the Annunciation in Oka, 1879-1883, and St. Anne's Basilica in Varennes, 1884-1887, not to mention the cathedrals of St. Charles Borromée in Joliette, 1887-1892, and St. Antoine de Padoue in Longueuil, 1884-1887. Even though their commissions were mostly in the Greater Montreal area, they also had several buildings to their credit in other Canadian provinces and in the northeastern United States. The architects had two very different styles. Maurice Perrault's was simple and unadorned, while in contrast, Albert Ménard preferred the multiplicity of picturesque effects and opulent decoration. At the beginning of the 1890s, they were the best-known French-speaking architects in Quebec. In 1892, they decided to partner with their chief draftsman, Joseph Venn, in order to create the firm Perrault, Ménard et Venn. From a technical viewpoint, at the end of the 19th century, the firm boasted some of the most innovative architects in the use of steel. The iron and glass atrium of the People's Bank, 1892-1894, inspired by American models, shows how quickly they grasped the latest developments in construction and aesthetics. In 1895, the architects decided to bring their association to an end. For some years already, Perrault had entertained political aspirations that sometimes led him to neglect his first profession. Following the dissolution, Venn went on to have a brilliant career, traces of which can still be seen in the metropolis. Menard also continued to work at his profession, but without the success he had known in his past association with Perrault. For his part, living in the city of Longueuil since 1895, Perrault served as mayor from February 1898 to August 1902. In December 1900, he was the elected representative for the county of Chambly in the Quebec legislature. He was re-elected in 1904 and by a narrow margin in 1908. Always on the lookout for technical innovations, and with a view to keeping his productions up to date, Maurice Perrault left behind a reputation for being an honest architect. His great passion for politics, whether sincere or opportunistic, has earned him a place in history. To learn more about the architect Joseph Venn, select stop number 12. To learn more about Saint-Anne, select stop number 13. To continue your tour, select stop number 14.